We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
And now, a summary of Kevin McCarthy's bid to become Speaker of the House, featuring DJ Khaled.
A speaker has not been elected. 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 A speaker has not been elected.
Kevin McCarthy is expected to lose this first round of ballots.
By rule, they're supposed to go immediately to another vote.
Another one.
A second vote was required.
Another one.
For the third vote, he loses another one.
Another one.
House speakers yesterday tried for a fourth.
Another one.
Fifth.
Another one.
And sixth time.
I ain't never gonna stop.
Seventh.
Another one.
An eighth vote now underway.
Another one.
A ninth vote.
Another one.
The tenth vote.
Another one.
An 11th time.
Another one.
12th round.
And another one.
13th.
Another one.
14th.
Another one.
We are headed to
another one.
McCarthy finally locking up the House speakership.
The concessions to the right that led to his victory could leave him the weakest speaker in modern history.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
To make clear that we will never compromise our principles. House Democrats will always put American values over autocracy, benevolence over bigotry, the Constitution over the cult, democracy over demagogues, economic opportunity over extremism, freedom over fascism, governing over gaslighting, hopefulness over hatred, inclusion over isolation, justice over judicial overreach, knowledge over kangaroo courts, liberty over limitation, maturity over Mar-a-Lago, normalcy over negativity, opportunity over obstruction, people over politics, quality of life issues over QAnon, reason over racism, substance over slander, triumph over tyranny, understanding over ugliness, voting rights over voter suppression, working families over the well-connected, xenial over xenophobia. Yes, we can, over you can do it, and zealous representatives.
So the radical left, now they have a new so-called leader in the House, now that they lost very bigly to Mike Heaven. And they have Hakeem Olajuwon, who used to be a very good athlete, by the way. They made him their leader. How about that? But when we did it with Herschel Walker, a great athlete and one of our strongest blacks, that was stupid. They said, oh, that was stupid. No, it was actually smart. It was so smart the left is now copying it. So Hakeem Olajuwon gets up there and starts doing like a nursery rhyme rap, I think because he's African-American, he thinks he can rap. But let me tell you something that's racist, because even though I happen to be white, I've been told I'm a rapist for many years because I'm so good at rap. So here's our so-called rebuttal, which is a big word, by the way. The MAGA GOP chooses assholes over acceptance, boobs over books, Caucasians over comfort, double D's over diversity, Elon Musk over excellence, fat shaming over friends, gluttony over generosity, hanging Pence over happiness, idiots over intelligence, the deep state, jealousy over the Jewish people, corruption, which has a K, by the way, not a lot of people know that, they always do a C, no? Corruption with a K over kindness, lying over love, Marjorie Taylor Greene over maternal health, the N-word over nice, oppression over Oprah, pussy grabbing over parent-teacher conferences, although you can do that at the same time, by the way, not a lot of people know that, QAnon over Queen's Gambit, Roger Stone over Roger Rabbit, who never deserved Jessica Rabbit, by the way, stupidity over sensitivity, threesomes over thoughtfulness, urinals over urns, which is where you keep dead people who are very weak, very fine people on both sides over venti lattes, women passed out over woke women, X-rated movies over xylophones, U-porn over young people, and zebra hunting over zoo field trips. Very weak.
Yeah! We had a little fun last week with Kevin McCarthy being dragged by a team of horses through a field filled with broken glass. But all good things must come to an end.
It took 4 days and 15 tries, but Republicans were finally able to elect a speaker early on Saturday morning, just after midnight. This is the first time in a century it's taken more than one ballot to elect a speaker, never mind 15. But when it was all said and done, Republicans reacted like they had just won the Super Bowl.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
I get it. I'd also break into applause if it meant I didn't have to spend my Saturday with Matt Gaetz. Hey, if you need to run errands, I can babysit your daughter. My daughter is 21. She doesn't need a Gaetz! That joke is based on news reports. So yeah, you're happy, I get it. But that reaction seems like a lot considering it took you 4 days and 15 tries just to make one decision. This is like if the Jets pop champagne in the locker room just for getting their cleats on. It truly is absurd to watch these doofuses celebrate like they just landed a rover on Mars because they were finally able to make one governing decision. If you were watching C-SPAN as all this unfolded, you got to see some tense and surreal images from a night that was unprecedented in American political history. Just to give you a taste of what happened before we get into the blow-by-blow, there was almost a literal blow-by-blow when one member of the Republican caucus had to be restrained by his face so he couldn't physically assault another Republican member of Congress. It's one thing to hold a dude back by his shoulders, but by his face? Is this the House of Representatives or a Long Island wedding? He ain't worth it, Tony. Come on, Tony, this is Anthony's wedding. Tony, get Tony out of here so we don't embarrass Anthony. That was Republican Congressman Mike Rogers lunging after Gaetz, one of the last remaining holdouts. Here's what a third Republican member who was in the middle of the scrum had to say about the near brawl, which should give you a pretty good indication of where the Republican Party is at right now. Again, this is one of their fellow Republicans describing what happened. Quote, people shouldn't be drinking, especially when you're a redneck on the House floor. Now, I know that sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy bit, but actually, it wasn't the original draft of the Constitution. Benjamin Franklin was being super sassy towards Thomas Jefferson because Franklin lived in Philadelphia and Jefferson was from Virginia. Jefferson got drunk one night and said, quote, any dumbass can fly a kite in a lightning storm. So then Franklin responded, and this was his real voice, because remember, he lived in Philly. These guys should take it easy on the booze and drink some water. Friday night's drama started with McCarthy confidently predicting that he had the votes to finally become Speaker after acquiescing to the demands of the most extreme members of his caucus. When reporters asked him how he could be so confident, he had a simple answer.
I have the votes. Well, what are you doing?
Why are you confident you have the votes?
Because I can.
No. Oh. Can you?
You know that I am called the Count.
It's not exactly confidence-inspiring when you're trying to become second in line to the presidency and your big brag is that you share a skill with a Muppet. I can count. I have a sweet tooth. And most of all, me very ticklish. But you'll be shocked to learn this. It turns out McCarthy couldn't count because when Republicans got to the floor on Friday night for what they thought would be their 14th and final ballot, they discovered midway through the process that they didn't have the votes. That's when this truly unprecedented scene took place.
It all came down to the vote of Florida congressman and middle schooler going in for his first kiss, Matt Gaetz.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
McCarthy thought he had the whole thing in the bag on the 14th, but in order to win, he needed Gaetz on that vote to vote for him, to say McCarthy. Instead, at the very end of the 14th ballot, Gaetz voted present. That must have upset a lot of people because there's nothing worse than being reminded that Matt Gaetz is in the room. After that, all flu-perfect hell broke loose. A furious McCarthy got out of his seat, walked up the aisle, and got into a yelling match with Gaetz.
With McCarthy walking over to Gaetz on the House floor during the voting to confront him and get him to change his mind. And that confrontation ended with the now infamous lunge we showed you before. Here is CNN's real-time commentary of that moment as it unfolded live on national television late on Friday night.
Kevin McCarthy walks off the...
He does not look happy.
can change.
Somebody can change.
Kevin McCarthy walks off the floor.
No, he's talking.
Or he walks up the floor, rather. Matt Gaetz, he needed him to vote yes, not present.
This is it. I mean, this is do or die for him.
This is quite a sight to behold.
And votes.
Kevin McCarthy needs one vote to become Speaker of the House.
He does not.
Matt Gaetz does not look like he is willing to acquiesce and change his vote from present.
Yes. Some guy in the back who was
literally
to yell at Gaetz in a pink tie, and another member pulled him back. Look at that face.
He looks dejected. Look at that.
It's like watching a British nature documentary about those jacked kangaroos who fight for dominance. This is quite a sight to behold. The alpha male is approaching his rival with his chest puffed out. And wait, what's this? The alpha male is begging with his rival to please be nice to him. Quite a humiliating spectacle. And now a third kangaroo, described by his friends as a drunken redneck, has entered the fray. And is being restrained by his face.
Oh my God, I don't know if men should hold political office. They're just too emotional. Hormones, I guess. I just hope, it's their damn hormones.
It got so out of control, I thought I was watching the Oscars at one point.
And that was just one of the many crazy sequences that were apparently happening on the House floor Friday night.
Okay, so how did we get from that to McCarthy winning in just a matter of minutes? Well, one person who would really like credit for it is former President Forrest Gump. With the House on the brink of adjourning yet again with no speaker for the weekend, the former president claims to have taken matters into his own hands after the 14th vote and called the McCarthy holdouts.
The photographer also captured this incredible moment where Marjorie Taylor Greene held up her phone to a colleague, and then he held up his hand to indicate he didn't want the call. And when you zoom in, you can see that the call is from DT, AKA Donald Trump. Trump must have been so embarrassed by that pic of a Republican not wanting to take his call. Although, knowing Trump, he probably claimed it wasn't him on the phone. The fake news is saying Republicans ignored me, but that wasn't me calling. It was a different DT, the great David Tennant. Doctor Who himself. You know, some people say his name is the doctor, but I like to say Doctor Who. A friend came up to me once. Big guy, strong guy, giant nerd, tears pouring down his face. And he said to me, sir, have you seen the doctor? And I said, Doctor Who? And he said, the doctor. And I said, I know Doctor Who. And he said, the doctor. And we went back and forth. Back and forth in circles like that for hours. This was on January 6th, by the way. It's one of the reasons I wasn't answering calls for help, because I was engaged in this little silly vaudeville routine. It was a lot of fun. And in the end, of course, third base.
Because it took this long, now we learned how to govern.
Really? Just this last week, you learned how to govern. There are some things that you shouldn't learn through trial and error at the last minute. It's like a surgeon saying, well, it took me 15 tries to open my Capri Sun, but this triple bypass should be a snap. Now, where's the piece of foil on your chest where I poke the straw? And suck out that heart attack. Jim Jordan also hopped on the positivity train, explaining that this is how things are supposed to work.
So sometimes democracy's messy, but I would argue that's exactly how the founders intended it.
Oh, everyone knows the founders loved chaos. It's right there in the preamble to the Constitution. We the people, in order to form a more bam, whap, whap, screw you, Madison, I'm writing the Constitution now. Everyone remember the name Charles Cotesworth Pinckney. Ow, my eye!
Now, McCarthy finally acquiesced to a bunch of demands from the extreme holdouts in his caucus, which we're still finding out about now. But if you think this chaos and hostage-taking means we're in for 2 years of nonstop dysfunction in the House, Kevin McCarthy would like to tell you you're wrong, because according to him, it was actually a very valuable experience.
How do you expect to govern this way if it has been taking this long to get the conference united?
See, this is the great part. Because it took this long, now we learned how to govern.
A week ago, I had no idea you could grab a congressman by the face. But now I know, we all know, it's a safe and effective way of slowing them down. Things are doubtlessly going to become increasingly unhinged thanks to the concessions McCarthy made to the extremists in his caucus. The next step for the House is to vote on a new set of rules, which may happen after this taping, we're not sure. And sadly, C-SPAN will have to go back to its normal way of operating by using only government-controlled cameras. While this whole thing dragged on, C-SPAN could do whatever it wanted. And without any constraints, C-SPAN was like watching Teen Wolf play basketball. And now with the moon no longer full, it's just a 5'6" point guard who can shoot free throws, and that's about it. Do we still love you, C-SPAN? Sure, but we will never forget your incredible week of furry-ass dunks. Now, sadly, we're gonna go back to the days of barely being able to hear what happens on C-SPAN, because whenever someone in the C-SPAN control room asks to jack up the volume, someone else informs them that
a speaker has not been elected.
You're beautiful, more beautiful than me. You're honorable, more honorable than me. Loyal to the Bank of America.
It's a sign of the times. It's a sign of the times.
You're sharpening stone.
Yesterday approved a set of rules that will weaken Speaker Kevin McCarthy's powers. Really? How could they possibly make him any weaker? They're already treating him like a substitute teacher on the last day of school.
Oh my God. Did you freaking kill him?
Don't
you selling encyclopedias?
Yeah, it looks like a substitute teacher.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.